Today is Tuesday, the 7th of October, a feast of Our Lady of the Rosary in the 27th week of Ordinary Time.
A minha alma engrandece o Senhor, porque olhou para minha humildade. Minha alma engrandece o Senhor, em Deus meu Salvador exulte e canto.
Giuliano Ravanello sings the Magnificat, Mary's song. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and the rich he has sent empty away.
Demos glória a Deus Pai onipotente e a seu Filho Jesus Cristo, Senhor nosso, e ao Espírito que habita em nosso peito, pelos séculos dos séculos. Amém.
A minha engrandece o Senhor, porque olhou para minha humildade.
Today's reading is from the book of Jonah.
The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah set out and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly large city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's walk, and he cried out, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. Then he had a proclamation made in Nineveh. By the decree of the king and his nobles, no human being or animal, no herd or flock, shall taste anything. They shall not feed, nor shall they drink water. Human beings and animals shall be covered with sackcloth, and they shall cry mightily to God. All shall turn from their evil ways and from the violence that is in their hands. Who knows? God may relent and change his mind. He may turn from his fierce anger so that we do not perish. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it.
Today we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. We may reflect on how Mary's life contemplated through the Rosary invites a rhythm of daily conversion, joyous, luminous, sorrowful, and glorious. Is the Rosary a prayer that you are familiar with? The Rosary is often used to intercede for peace and conversion. The city of Nineveh is being called to both. Jonah himself has had to be called a second time. Notice the mercy in this. God doesn't give up. God continues to invite. So Jonah, reluctant but faithful, calls out, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Where in your life might God be calling you, a second or third time? What might be holding you back? Despite their reputation, the Ninevites respond with humility. From the greatest to the least, even the animals, they fasted, put on sackcloth, and changed their hearts. Do you notice signs of a call to conversion in your own life? As we listen to the reading again, consider where might you need to turn around, even if it feels uncomfortable.
The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah set out and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly large city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's walk, and he cried out, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. Then he had a proclamation made in Nineveh. By the decree of the king and his nobles, no human being or animal, no herd or flock, shall taste anything. They shall not feed, nor shall they drink water. Human beings and animals shall be covered with sackcloth, and they shall cry mightily to God. All shall turn from their evil ways, and from the violence that is in their hands. Who knows? God may relent and change his mind. He may turn from his fierce anger, so that we do not perish. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it.
When God saw what they did, God changed his mind. God shows a desire for transformation and restoration. How might this speak to you? Take time to speak to God about your desire to be transformed by grace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.